Let's begin with tuning your pitch. Be sure to have your frequency tuner handy. The model we love, that we mentioned in the first recording, is no longer being manufactured.
What a bummer.
Mm-hmm. The important issue is that you buy a frequency tuner that will show you the octaves as well as the musical note. For this recording, we've included a chart that converts the musical note to hertz. For example, A3 is 220 hertz.
Now don't get nervous. You don't have to have any conservatory training or experience to do this.
Mm-hmm. The chart simply helps you think in numbers. It's easier to know where you are in this sea of pitches.
If you have a raft, anyway.
Exactly. Let me introduce Tricia. She's going to help with many of the exercises on this recording.
Hello, and thank you for asking me to help.
Sure. Tricia will help you with tuning. As in our first recording, this exercise will tune your pitch to A3. Listen first. Now, Tricia will help by saying the he sound on that pitch 5 times. And ready?
He.
And again?
He.
And again?
He.
And again?
He.
Last time?
He.
Okay, same exercise. Hear the pitch first. You'll say the sound ha with Tricia 5 times. Ready?
Ha.
And again.
Ha.
And again.
Ha.
And again.
Ha.
Last one.
Ha.
Same exercise. First, hear the pitch. And you'll say the sound who with Tricia 5 times. Ready?
Who.
And again.
Who.
And again.
Who.
And again.
Who.
Last one.
Who.
Are you checking your frequency tuner? It's important to note that the A3, or 220 hertz, is an approximate pitch. If you're slightly above or below this pitch, it's fine.
This time, tune on your own. Without the piano cue, see if you can remember the pitch. See what pitch you're hitting on your own. Where are you in relation to the A3? Are you too far above? Maybe too far below?
All right, on the sound he. Ready? And again. Once more. What pitch did you hit? Let's continue. Now the sound ha on your own. Ready? And again. And once more.
Great. Now, let's change it to a who sound. Ready? And again? Once more. Remember, this tuning exercise really helps you develop and maintain your auditory and kinesthetic sense of pitch.
You need to know, hear, and feel the pitch. You won't always have your frequency tuner handy. In fact, you really shouldn't depend on it.
Is that a frequency tuner in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?
Oh, then don't stop.
All right.